Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Book of Words and Art by Jesus Antonio Picasso is a collection of poems and illustrations within the views of his understanding of how he sees the world. Born and raised in El Paso, Texas, Jesus Picasso was currently pursuing a degree path in psychology. Holding a love for the macabre and unusual, it's part of his inspiration and style that creates this book. The book is the Book of Words and Art, and the author, Jesus Antonio Picasso, our guest on This Week in America. Jesus, welcome to the program. It is a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be a guest on your show.
Well, thank you. It's interesting how this whole book came to be. And let me ask you that. Let's start with that. Where did this idea come from for the Book of Words and Art? Sometimes people have one talent or the other. You're very talented in both of those areas. Where did this whole idea come from for the book?
Well, the idea came for me to publish my poems as a way to for me to leave something that I am actually proud of doing for people to see and actually experience. So I began writing poetry back in high school through college, and I decided to find ways to try to publish it. And was first a hobby, and it's the only thing I have as a hobby that is now currently out in the world for everyone to see.
Well, yes, when you publish this, all of a sudden, it's not just you and friends that can appreciate your writing and the artwork that you have in the book, but to people literally worldwide. The book is called The Book of Words and Art, Jesus Antonio Picasso. Book you'll find at stratton-press.com, also Amazon, all the usual places. Talk about where this began for you. You mentioned back in school when you became interested in poetry. How did that happen? What was it about poetry that drew you in and impressed you with the style of art?
Well, what drew me into poetry, of course, was how the writings and language used in poetry actually hold a meaning through each sentence. Just a meaning that you need to discover within someone's form and style. I started with, of course, Edgar Allan Poe with his Raven, along with another poem of his, Ode to Adam Bailey. And I even grew familiar with Emily Dickinson's poems. And further on, explored other poetry, such as Lord Byron, and even Mary Shelley's husband's work, Percy Shelley's poems.
Yes.
And it's through there that I decided to utilize and create my own form of poetry through my own form of cryptic sayings. And not only that, but it was also used as a way for me to express my art as well, my drawings. Some of my drawings are in the book, have some quotes that also go along with them.
Yeah, that's interesting, the foundation that you had and all the research sort of and all of the people that inspired you, and then sort of transition that into who Jesus is and telling your stories. The book is The Book of Words and Art, Jesus Antonio Picasso, the author, stratton-press.com, publisher, book available there, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. How long did it take you to put this particular collection together? From the time you decided, okay, I'm ready, I'm going to work on this book, how long did that whole process take you before it was finally published?
Well, the first 14 poems actually took me through my sophomore year, through my senior year in high school. And Then I completed the last remaining poems during my community college years. The drawings that I made, my art, actually were during high school. And I believe there were two or three that actually came during my community college years. It was until I graduated from high school and began my first years in community college that, you know what, I want to see where I can actually publish my work. And the first place I actually published my first book before the one that we're talking about, which is the first edition, actually contained the first 14 poems. And unfortunately, it was not much of a success due to the fact that I needed to publicize that book. And then one day, out of the blue, Stratton Press contacted me and they told me that they can help me in producing another book, since they heard about my first book.
Oh, yes.
And I basically said sure, because I wanted to further introduce more of my work.
What an amazing story. Yes, and it's sort of what it from an outsider, you've got the creative part of you that's writing this and doing very successful in doing this. But then you've got what the business part of it, where you've actually now have to figure out how you're going to publish it and promote it. And I mentioned published by Stratton Press, their website, stratton-press.com. What was that like once you realized that I'm going to be able to do another book?
It was exciting. It was really exciting. Yes. For me, because this is like a second opportunity and for me to release more of my work. And in a way it did. I'm actually proud to actually say that the second book would be my second coming, so to speak.
Yes.
And it was, I even brought some of my friends who knew about my work really excited. As a matter of fact, my first buyer was actually a friend who surprisingly had her birthday at the same day that the book was already ready to be loose for sale.
How do you go about, I'm sorry, finish that story. You've got a friend and a unique date that you had in common who buys the book. That had to be a great feeling.
It was. It was a really great feeling for me. It was actually a feeling of accomplishment and actually of, I wouldn't say a sense of pride, more of a sense of, yeah, more of a sense of accomplishment. Like I've actually done something that I'm proud of.
And you should be. Yeah, the reviews have been excellent for the book of Words and Art by Jesus Antonio Picasso, our guest on the program. Book available at stratton-press.com, Amazon as well. How did you go about putting this grouping together of poetries and illustrations in the book of Words and Art? How do you go about taking all of your different creative works over the years and coming up with a collection for the book?
Well, that's actually a good question. And to be honest, it's also a difficult way to answer, because my work of poetry and illustrations, they each have their own significance, their own meaning. Some of my illustrations actually do go hand in hand with some of the poems. And one such is called The Monster That Weeps, which goes hand in hand with an illustration That's also titled Monster That Weeps. That even possesses a quote on its own. And then, of course, there's one called Come and See, which, of course, goes hand-in-hand with the illustrations I based out of The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Okay.
And certain illustrations just come hand-in-hand with some of the poems. But sometimes they just magically just work with it without even knowing.
Yes.
So that's where the difficulty comes to actually answering that question.
It's interesting, the creative process and what goes into it. And it's really not a formula, is it? It's sort of what happens, what feels right, what happens, how it all works out. And the book by our guest, Jesus Antonio Picasso, is the book of words and art. Book available, stratton-press.com. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. What are some of the themes that you deal with? You mentioned Monster That Weeps, Come and See, a number of different poems in the book of words and art. What are some of the themes that you address there? What can people find as they're reading through the book of words and arts?
Some of the illustrations in the poems will actually go hand in hand with the readers and viewers with feelings of grief or feelings of misunderstanding. For example, I have a poem called Long Lost Soul, which can go hand in hand with someone who experienced grief or loss. And then I have two poems, Sacrifice and Remember the Fallen, which can go hand in hand with someone who's experienced sacrifice. It can also go well with veterans. Veterans from the military.
Oh, yes.
Who feel that they have not, that they've done enough, but also feel that they have not done enough. So both poems go hand in hand to actually bring out the respect and honor that veterans deserve, and the acknowledgement of the struggles they even go through after all the things they do.
The nice thing finish the thought on the different themes, because you touch on a number of them, don't you?
Yes. I touch on too many things. And then, of course, there's Monster That Weeps and another one called Damned, which goes with a misunderstanding of viewpoint. There was a point in my life that I would be viewed just because of my attire or my nature, that I'm such a dark person. I'm such a very offensive, intimidating person. But in truth, I'm not. And that's the misunderstanding of the view that I get. So those poems actually relate to that of don't judge someone without actually understanding them.
And boy, that's one that is really important, because we have a tendency to do that. Just a glance and suddenly we've sized somebody up, and that's just obviously the wrong way to do that. A few minutes left in the program. Our guest is Jesus Antonio Picasso. His book is The Book of Words and Art. You'll find it at Stratton-Press.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. I mentioned pursuing a degree path in psychology. Is there a connection? I mean, does psychology help you as a poet, or does the poetry help you as a studying psychology?
It's a bit of both.
Yes.
Working with my knowledge in psychology through lessons and lectures I've gone through with psychology, helps with understanding certain poetry by, of course, the viewpoints of the poets. And it even helps with understanding artwork as well. Now, it also helps me to try to understand what is it that exactly I want to demonstrate in emotional and mental views through my work, through my words, and through my illustrations.
It's interesting what goes into this, and it's
yeah, and I'm sorry, it's pretty much it's pretty much a double-edged sword with psychology and art in this perspective.
Does, from a poet's standpoint, does it help you deal with different aspects in life? Because you're very thoughtful when something is, when you're facing something, an obstacle of some kind, you're approaching it maybe from a different way than the rest of us do, because of the, you're looking at it through the eyes of a poet trying to interpret. Does it help you with real life to sort out different issues you come across?
It does, yes. It does. Once in a while, that I just, like, if I just feel that I need to look back at my words or look back at my illustrations,
yes,
just to remember exactly the feeling I've had with them, it helps me remember the individual or basically the idea that I had through them.
I want to take a few minutes here at the end. Our guest on the program, Jesus Antonio Picasso, give you information on his book. You talk to so many authors and they're writing a novel or they're writing a book like that, and they've got, they set aside a certain time every day. You often wonder with a poet, how do you go about doing that? Is it when the mood strikes you, you feel, you sit and then you work, or do you try to sort of set up a schedule where you sit and will contemplate and then write?
For me, it really depends on the mood.
Yes.
Whether you feel the necessity of words wanting to come out for you and you need to write it down. And that's pretty much how I can interpret for myself.
So when the mood hits you, when you have an idea, it's time to get out the notepad and to write it down and to go to work on that. What do you hope that people take away from reading and the Book of Words and Art? Reading the words and enjoying and interpreting themselves, the artwork. What do you hope the takeaway is from the reader? What do you hope when the book is over with, the reader will get from the book?
I'm hoping that someone will just interpret my poems in a way that makes them feel better. To feel comfortable or to feel actually like connected.
Yes.
With what I'm trying to say in the poems. That's pretty much all I can say about my poems for people to understand about them, is that I just hope that they feel connected to them one way or another.
And once you read them,
or if they have any agreements or disagreements, I'm more than welcome to hear both.
Well, and that's the interesting part of this. We can interpret the way we want to. Jesus is presenting the art form. We can take it and we can, in our mind, maybe go in a different direction, which with the theme of whatever Jesus is presenting. Are you working on another book at this time?
At the moment, no. I'm actually on hold due to the fact that I have actually been focused on trying to get my financial status set up through my new start off as a job as a substitute teacher. And But I am planning, possibly in the future, to write a fantasy novel based off another hobby I have with friends of mine, which is Dungeons and Dragons.
Ah, interesting. Well, we'll look forward to that, but you don't have to wait to find something from Jesus. We have his book, The Book of Words and Art, Jesus Antonio Picasso. The book is available, stratton-press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Jesus, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the program today to talk about the book. Congratulations on the success that you're having, and the book is really doing well, and it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to be in your radio show.
Well,
thank you very much.
Great. It's our pleasure. Jesus Antonio Picasso, The Book of Words and Art, stratton-press.com, a great place to look for the book, Amazon, of course, and all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.